Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, the only podcast that gives business owners practical, hands-on writing advice with examples in mostly 15 minutes or less. If you're paralyzed by fear that you won't sound professional, if you don't know what to say and how to say it, if you have an email list you don't use enough or a social media account that isn't getting the engagement you want, you're in the right place because I can help you with that. I'm your host, Jayati Vora, and today I want to talk about how to build success into your new launch or offer, which means I'm going to be talking about what you do before you craft your offer or program, before you devise emails to sell it, before you create a landing page on your website. I got this idea from Miles Hansen, who did something similar on his Instagram feed. He is at miles_co. And I think he got the idea from @TheLizWilcox. They're both on Instagram. You'll want to take notes for this episode because it's super practical. So what it was a series of 11 Instagram story slides that was designed to do in seconds what it usually takes market research calls or surveys, much longer. And it had a better response rate because it was easy and it was fun. So it's free. It gives you awesome engagement. And it helps you shape your current offer, plus gives you ideas for what you want to offer next. So I started by asking my audience if I could get their help with something. Then I had a few slides talking them through why sales emails are important to send out and addressing the common customer objection of not wanting to be sleazy or icky and not wanting to piss off their email subscribers when they send a sales email. In these slides, I added poll stickers for easy interaction and customer research. I asked whether business owners knew how many times their audience needed to be exposed to an idea before taking action, aka buying your offer. And it turns out that the vast majority, about 80%, did not know that. I asked if they knew that you get your highest return on investment from your warmest leads, which are typically your email subscribers, and most people, nearly 90% by their responses, already knew that. I also walked them through why it's important to send an entire sequence of emails, not just one or two. I asked my audience what should go in these sales emails using a quiz sticker. I did something sneaky in this one, by the way. I gave them three options, and most people selected option B, which was testimonials from past customers. And definitely that's an important one, but the actual answer is all of the above and then some. Now at this point, we're at slide 6 of 11 in my Instagram stories. Then, only after I've prepped them in the importance of sending emails, of sending multiple emails, and that sales emails don't need to be sleazy, I ask if they would be interested in a 3-day workshop teaching how to write a sales email sequence. Again, I added a poll sticker, and the options were, sounds awesome and not really. I walked them through what I'd be teaching, the content of these emails, what order to send them in, and best of all, I told them that I'd give them my feedback on the spot, so their emails would be better, more polished, and effective, and they would feel more confident sending them out. At this point, I'm on slide 9, and on slide 9, I explained what they would get out of it this time, which was help selling their program or product, and also what they'd get out of it for life, which is the behind-the-scenes knowledge to do it on their own every single time after that. I mean, that's a pretty good deal, right? I think so. On slide 10, I asked if they would be into a 3-day workshop at the end of November if it was fairly priced. This one was crucial because a lot of people thought the workshop sounded awesome in theory, but didn't actually want to take it. Or they didn't have a launch coming up, or they already knew how to write sales emails. So you want to define your audience, and you do that simply by asking them. And then in the final slide, slide 11, I thanked my audience for responding, and also thanked milestones_CEO and @TheLizWilcox for giving me the idea for this series. Of course, towards the end of the 24 hours that I had those slides up, I went in and captured screen grabs of everyone who had responded, and then I DM'd those people and engaged with their comments. I asked them questions like, if they weren't interested, why weren't they interested? And if they were interested, how awesome? And what were they launching? The one thing that I did not do that I wish now that I had done was to save those stories in my highlights. So the next time I do something like this, I would make sure to add that to my to-do list. I had a lot of people responding to the polls and also DMing me just to say how fun it was and could they use this in their messaging too. And of course I said yes. And then I thought how perfect it would be to share this on my podcast. Because it's easy to do, it's fun to engage with, and it gets so many responses. And I love helping people take action and then showing them actually how to do it. So let's talk about how you can use this strategy in your messaging. Let's break it down step by step. We'll need to start with the end first, and you'll need some notes written down before you're ready to start actually writing your slides. So let's start with your idea or your plan for what you want to sell. Of course, you're doing this to dip your toe in the water to see if there is, in fact, interest before you waste a bunch of time on an offer that no one wants. So write down what you want to offer and some quick points on what it will entail. For me, this was a 3-day workshop on how to write a sales email sequence. And what it would entail was what content should go or could go in a sales sequence, what order the emails should come in, and best of all, an editor on the spot, aka me, to up-level their emails right away. Now, once you've done this for yourself, you will have the broad parameters of what you're offering. Next, you'll want to educate your audience as to why this will help them. Why should they care? Why is learning how to write a sales email sequence important for sales? How is your product or program going to help them? My answer for that was twofold. One, your audience needs to hear something multiple times before they buy. And two, you get the highest conversion rate from your email audience as they are typically your warmest leads. So now they know why it's important to have a sales email sequence. Next, I address their objections to sending out a series of sales emails, which is essentially what a sales email sequence is. First, people think it will piss their audience off to get sales emails, and they don't want to piss off their audience. Hint, this is not actually true. It would be true if that were the only thing you ever emailed about. But given that the objection is not wanting to piss off your audience by sending sales emails, my audience clearly isn't doing that, so they don't need to worry about it. The second objection is, they don't want to feel icky or salesy, and they associate sales emails with sleaziness. Now, I completely agree with this because who wants to feel like they're doing something icky, right? So I feel the same way, and I would never teach that. And then I explained that you can't just send the same link to buy over and over again and expect it to work. That's why you need a carefully thought out sales email sequence. Okay, so if you're following along and doing this for your own products or offers, you have most of the information handy to start creating your own set of slides. You have your product idea, you have some features and benefits of your product, and you have your main points to educate your customers and your rebuttals to their objections. The rest is just conversation, Canva, that's what I use to create my slides, and the interactive stickers that you add in Instagram stories at the time of posting. Okay, so now we have our raw ingredients. It's time to start cooking. Let's start writing our slides. Start with asking your audience for a moment of their time. People want to help and be useful, and they love giving their opinion. So this isn't actually a hard sell. Then write the slides that educate them and make sure you add some question, poll, or quiz stickers in there so you get your audience invested in giving you answers and interacting with your entire sequence of slides. You could add some facts in there, use a stat if you want, but keep in mind this isn't a research paper. You want to keep it snappy. You want to make your slides easy to read and easy to understand. The more you ask your audience to burn mental calories, especially in a place like stories, the more they will stop reading and engaging. So by this point, you're already at slide 3, and you want to transition to overcoming your customers' objections. It's okay to not have an engagement sticker on each and every slide. In fact, I would recommend against it because it's too overwhelming. Also, you don't want it to become formulaic. You want to sound natural and conversational. Then, after you've educated your audience and addressed their objections, you are set up to ask people about your offer idea itself. If it included X, Y, and Z, these are the benefits and features you brainstormed earlier, would they be interested? You can get into some specifics here. I said it would be 3 days long and held at the end of the month. But if you don't know that, you don't have to get into this level of nitty-gritty right now. And then after that, you have the most hard sell slide of them all. If you offer this thing, would they want to buy it? This is where you'll have the drop-off in people saying yes to you. because typically you'll have more people engaging with your Instagram slides than actual potential customers. And that's fine. But you want that question in there so you can get a more accurate idea of whether or not your audience actually wants this thing you're making. Finally, you want to thank your audience for playing. And I thank the folks that I got this idea from, and that's just ethical and good etiquette. I didn't invent this idea. I was not the first one to use it. I saw it being done somewhere else, and I want to credit those people for that. And that's it. That's how you create an Instagram story sequence to suss out whether your audience might be interested in your product or offer. A couple things to note along the way. I used a solid color background and easy to read text for my slides. That means no pictures. I did include a couple of emojis because I couldn't resist. But the star of the show here is the text. So let it be simple. Let your font size, color, placement, etc. be consistent so it's easy to read. And keep your text short and simple. Clear trumps clever any day. I do say this a lot, but it's especially important here. If you make people work too hard, they're likely to X out of your story and then you've lost a reader. So I hope this was helpful. If you use the strategy to suss out interest in your product or offer, please tag me, DM me, email me, tell me about it. I would love to know. I think it's a really cool idea and it's authentic. And at least the way I did it, it's not gimmicky at all. I think we could use more engaging, authentic content on social media. So I would love to know if we help to spread the word. If you want more step-by-step instructions on this, along with the visuals of my actual slides, get on my email list at cuttingchaistories.com/subscribe and check the entrepreneur box. I sent out an email today to my subscribers sharing the actual slides and walking them through the process with my notes. And if you want it, just hit reply to the welcome email and tell me you want it. I would be happy to send it to you. To be clear, you do not need it, but if you're a visual learner, it could be helpful to see a real-life example that worked. And if you like the idea of the sales sequence workshop, you can email me at jayati@cuttingchaistories.com. I'll have limited spots so that there's time for everyone to get my feedback, so don't wait on that. Again, I'm at jayati@cuttingchaistories.com. That's it for today. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until I see you next Thursday, keep it conversational.